This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Perverse, sexual, weird. Those are adjectives repeatedly used to describe one of our most critically and financially successful living painters. The work of John Curran is on display right now at Gagosian Gallery, and art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Phillips says it does not disappoint. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So John Curran is a painter who has become rich, in part, by painting scantily clad women, often his wife.
Rachel Feinstein, who's also an artist and possessed of a sort of rare Pre-Raphaelite beauty that lends itself to his technique of working in the style of the old masters and, I guess, mistresses, say, 16th to 18th century art, and his kind of very thin, detailed sort of realistic painting.
He took a turn from nude to pornographic a while ago.
He's been painting scenes of pornography from magazines and the internet for a number of years and combining them with these kinds of refined, traditional painterly techniques. And I think he relished the controversy. But to be honest, I think his gifts are so exceptional that it's nice to see him take a break from that. And in this case, he actually took some of his old porn-covered canvases and painted over them entirely or in part. So sometimes you'll see a pentimento of the porn in the background, but you'll see a much more refined reclining nude.
And other work on display at the gallery now.
Well, to me, the greatest works are these tondos, which are circular canvases. And he's painted them using a convex mirror. These are still representations of nudes, but he's gone back to something he's always been interested in, which is high mannerist painting, which allows for a certain degree of distortion. And of course, these convex images are more distorted and exaggerated. There's one with a rear end that completely fills the circular volume almost of the painting, but it's sort of lush and inviting, and yet it's also humorful. He knows he's exaggerating these slightly for humor. Now, and every painter is responding to the history of painting, the history of art. And Curran just has the ability to respond in all sorts of ways that means something to us, but also means something to him. He's responding with humor and an incredible knowledge of what has come before. And he can't reproduce exactly what was done in the 18th century. That would just be silly or forgery. But he has made it his own. He's made that into a language of his own. And I think that deserves praise.
Why is it in every article I read about him that they use the word weird?
Well, he has done paintings that are weird. I mean, he often combines the imagery of pornography with the technique of refined painting, you know, the kinds of things you see in the plates of art history books or at the Huntington or the Norton Simon Museum. So he's combining two theoretically disjointed ways of working. But to me, it's weirder now to see images from art history that are compellingly painted than it is to see pornography, which you can see basically everywhere,
mm-hmm.
or to see an artist of his talent working with a vocabulary that's very advanced as opposed to just drawing from popular culture, which seems to be a much more common technique today.
Paintings by John Curran at Gagosian Gallery through April 11th in Beverly Hills. To see some images and to read Hunter's text, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.